Now, our final conversation is all about censorship this morning. Now, a few weeks ago, I think about 2 months ago, I got this report and I've been sitting on it because I needed a bit more verification and I had to speak to someone about it. We don't always get the best hands, or the hands that, well, personally for me, I don't always get the best hands I would want to. Okay, so let's see. So remember when there was a ban on Twitter? By the way, WhatsApp is banned in China. Did you know? Officially, you can't download WhatsApp in China. So people use VPNs to be able to go around about that, and use WhatsApp. Officially in China, they use WeChat. I don't know if you've heard of that before. Anyway, moving on. So the focus this morning is this very interesting question. Because remember when Twitter was banned, was restricted until they met the government and, had things resolved. Remember how that went? That was last year. Remember how that went? Okay. So my question is this. What online restrictions or censors or censorship are you comfortable with? Because you see, the internet was originally created to be almost a utopia. A space where people could communicate, learn free, particularly free of restrictions. And we see that to a certain degree today. People have learned how to do make hair products. People have learned how to, get on different career paths by just watching YouTube videos or by just listening to some talk about it on the internet, free of charge. People's lives and to a certain degree, destinies have been forever changed because of the internet. Today, education has a very interesting perspective because of the advent of the internet. Some of you who are listening to us, who probably graduated a decade plus ago, would not have imagined a time where for you to do your project as a university undergrad here in Nigeria, right? You would have imagined that you can just sit down. I remember when I got into school, I kept hearing, to do project, you need a lot of money. You have to travel to Ibadan. Sometimes some people travel to Oyo. Some people go to, some people go to Abuja. Some people, in order to sound and appear as unique as possible, will go as far as Zaria, Sokoto sometimes, to get materials of some other study that was done and then carry out the study themselves. But these days, you can sit down in the comfort of your own home and, research. Go on journal, go to journal sites, website, read what people have documented, compare with your own research. It makes it easier. We watch football, we watch television, we watch a lot of things on our mobile devices via the internet today. But people have stated that there must be some level of restriction. Let me take you to the Indian space where during the last election, a lot of people were very concerned about fake news, misinformation. It was a big problem in India. So much so that Facebook, Google all had to have a sit and had a conversation with the government to find out modalities on what they can or cannot restrict. So internet censorship is a thing, and there are various reasons why, certain things should be blocked. For example, content that usually gets blocked, pornography, torrenting, social media, news media, and in some countries, foreign websites. Some countries don't want information from another country that they think would undermine their own country to be seen by their populace. It's a thing. Even when I made mention of pornography, there are some groups, there are some areas where people say, no, freedom of expression, you can restrict it. Yes, you can micromanage it so that children cannot watch it and things like that. But in some other countries, it is outrightly banned. You can't even watch it, you can't buy it, you can't see it. It is banned. So, let me interest you in some of the worst countries, some of the worst countries for internet censorship. North Korea, China, Iran, Myanmar, Turkmenistan, even the United Arab Emirates are listed. In Europe, Belarus is listed. Oman is listed. Oman is in the Middle East, by the way. Pakistan in Asia, also listed. Qatar, where the World Cup was just hosted, listed. Some countries ban everything. Some countries, you have restrictions. torrents particularly are restricted because if you don't know what torrents are, that the links that people use to pirate things, you know, you release a movie, somebody copies it and just starts to share it all over the world free of charge, undermining your content. So almost everywhere you have torrents, either restricted or actually banned outrightly. Nigeria, interestingly, is not on the list of countries that have very bad censorship. But I have heard from many a Nigerian that maybe it's time some form of censorship is being carried out. What say you this Monday morning? As always, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making defamatory or derogatory comments. If you need to see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Zero seven zero zero nine two three zero nine two three zero nine two three zero seven zero zero nine two three triple zero two 0817923 triple zero three 0817923 triple zero seven and 0817923 triple zero nine. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809 030 64 16 0809 030 64 16. Then please get on to Facebook and Twitter, all right, and use the tag at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you'll find us on Facebook and on Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook and Twitter. What amount, what level of censorship are you comfortable with? In this country, it's not so bad. In fact, some would say Nigerians have it very good. Apart from torrents that are banned, right, or shut down, okay? In fact, torrents are not even banned in Nigeria. They are restricted. They're not banned. So you can use torrents if you want to. Pornography is not restricted in Nigeria. Yes, it is not restricted, all right? So it now behoves you, the parent, to restrict the access of such sites on your computer for your children. It's not even banned. However, this is where it's interesting. Political media is restricted in this country. So what level of restriction? Some people have stated, I've been on Twitter when people make comments about their religion. Some say, oh, this country is too free. You can't talk about Jesus or Muhammad anyhow. Some say, even Muhammad, if you make comments about Muhammad, the Muslims get angry. People should be restricted from saying things and showing pictures, images, and things like that. And people argue, but I have freedom of expression. So, once again, what sorts of censorship would you like to have here in the Nigerian space? 923, hello Port Harcourt, good morning please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for this timely conversation. What we should have done, we have failed to do it, and it is affecting us negatively on our social space, on our cyber space. Now, even native doctors are performing rituals on our cyberspace.
What's wrong with native doctors, you know, coming out to
but
show?
It shouldn't be.
Why? If Christians, if
preaching on TV or preaching on our cyberspace should not even occur.
Really?
It shouldn't.
Whatever happened to freedom of expression? You know, if the imams can come on television and on radio to, you know, give sermons or read the surah, and pastors have been preaching, televangelism is a big thing. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Why then should
not
come on? Why should
not
come on? Come on.
Perform me. If you want to restrict it to preach the message and go,
preach the message and go. Allow the native doctor to preach his own message and go. But when you now get to the aspect of performing rituals, healing, deliverance, changing cattle to beans,
Well, but let me pause you. Let's see if we can get some clarification and context. Now, the term rituals, I think, is being used very loosely, because even in Islam and in Christianity, there are, in quotes, rituals that everybody's comfortable with. The mass, for example, is a ritual. You know, the celebration of the mass, it is a ritual. If you decide to brush your teeth every day, someone can say, Mr. Zion, your brushing of your teeth is a ritual to you because it's something that you are used to every day. If on television, you know, it can be shown that the priest is raising the bread and wine, pastors are praying over bread and wine in their churches.
It should not be allowed.
What? Whoa, it shouldn't be allowed.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Interesting.
A pastor preaching in the altar, be knowing people how big is the church, should not be allowed. Being your office, strictly you and your message. As the imam, being your office, you and your message. As a native doctor,
you are raising some interesting points. No doubt about it.
Okay, look, we allow our presence to be porous. Look at how people are throwing the naira up and down, praying in a party, as they arrested anybody. And do you know what that will occur and what that has caused to the capital of our youth? I told you before, or maybe in a forum, that ever since that thing was performed in an unprocessed, where a guy buried his mother with how many number of cows, you see cows, money, I told you that thing will bring a negative wind to Nigeria. And you can attest that few weeks or few months after that burial, we started reporting ritual killing. People were missing. People were just, you saw a lot of things, the increase of Yahoo thing, and these are names that should not even be mentioned. Yahoo. The cyber priest who identified that message, flag is remove it immediately. These are things that should not even, there are even certain words that should not be pronounced. Just to make our nations to be insane, to purify the people, give them a direction to think. You know, like you make mention of pornography. Look at Nigeria. Even child pornography is even available in our private space.
Go on, please.
Look at the most certain apps, dating apps, hookup apps. A lot of them, these things should be removed immediately. That is what that is so annoying. Our girls are now naked in the night, showing their body, give me money, give me gifts, give me this. And these are the things that are causing problems. And the cyber security is so open. We need to call on our Tamina. We should rise up to the occasion. Let us build a firewall on our cyber space to sanitize the kind of information that's coming, so that for months we can go back at the people that love ourselves. We have seen pictures, graphics that shows you not to trust your friends, not to trust your mother, not to trust your wife. All these are graphics we don't need. You are informing the people above their level. You are injecting a fake news, which and the rest of it. Before I leave the floor, you saw one video that came out. How a guy went to sleep with another man, or the guy found out that the child wasn't his own. You remember that video, right?
He said,
I trusted you, this picture, not the man. Do you know that thing is a hoax? It's not true. And people that came up to do a skit video, do you know that video didn't carry the face of the people?
Yeah, so more needs to be done. We'll be back shortly.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk 23 minutes before we jump out of this bus and get on to the sunny side of life. Now, we're talking about internet censorship and how exactly does it work? There are a few ways and I'd like to share them with you. But before we do that, let's once again review what internet censorship is. Now, it is a practice of prohibiting or, in very extreme cases, suppressing certain online content. You see, some would argue maybe prohibition is worse than suppression. However, some would argue that with suppression, right, you are not just letting vital information out. You're giving just enough to tease, to give a semblance of normalcy. That's why some people will tell you suppression is worse than the prohibition. But anyway, I move on. So now that we know what internet censorship is, let me quickly tell you, maybe give you some detail as to how it works. Now, just the same way you can have plantain presented to you in several ways. You can roast it, you can fry it, you can steam it, you can eat it raw, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, right? Internet censorship can occur using different methods. First, you have DNS tampering. Now, DNS tampering is a technique that hackers use to access DNS records. Once they gain access, they can make changes and let themselves into entire networks. Those numbers that you see on your computer screen when you click on your network and you don't understand, that is how they do it. It's the major way which identity theft occurs. Now, the very common way which internet censorship occurs is blocking of IP addresses. Now, it is very common, once they know this IP address from a place, the code of numbers that tells your computer where to actually go when you type in a domain name such as nigeriainfo.fm, right? So you can block it. You can just, this IP address, block it. So if anybody comes to that computer, or as happened with Twitter when it was banned in Nigeria, if you are within the Nigerian space, right, and the telecoms provider that you use is within the Nigeria territorial and airspace, you click Twitter, no response. That's it. No response. It's been blocked. Those keywords, blocked. IP addresses, blocked. Filtering packets also, blocked. Right? But some argue that maybe there is some way we can streamline and shape in what we consume. You see, in front of me here is a list of countries and how they have censored their internet. Now, Zimbabwe is regarded as a very good country because it doesn't restrict everything. There's restriction in torrents. Yes. There's restriction in political media space. Yes. The same thing with Nigeria. Now, let me quickly share with you the United Kingdom and the United States, both of which have 2 points. That is, they're pretty good. 2 points. They are pretty good. Now, do they ban, do they restrict torrents? Yes, they do. Do they restrict or ban torrents in their country? Yes, they do, because they are very big on content value. You see, there's a protection on whatever you put online. So if you have a music video, the chances of somebody streaming it without your approval is limited in the US and in the UK. Is pornography restricted? No, in both countries. Is pornography banned? No, in both countries. Is the political media space restricted? No, in both countries. So they've chosen to give people as much free will as possible to express their view, whatever it is. The number one country here with the least restriction is Uruguay. The only thing Uruguay actually restricts is torrents. Everything else is okay in Uruguay. They put the emphasis on your choice, that you should make better choices. You should decide what you want to eat, what you want to consume, what you want to download, what you want to expose yourself to. You decide, not the government. You do. But is that really safe? Is that really safe? Some countries say no. We can't do that because not everybody has the maturity not to, in quotes, delve into things that might be harmful. For example, pornography. So, rather than take the chance, let's just all ban it. In that same breath, you have to ask yourself, so, what right does the government have to ban something that I could choose, that I can manage properly? after all, if I'm not harming the next door neighbor, why shouldn't I be given the right to do what I want to do when I want to do it? These, ladies and gentlemen, are the questions begging for answers.
This is 92.3 Nigeria Info, the only place where talk is not cheap. The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
We are back with the phone line 0700923 0923 0700923 0923. That's the smart number. The other numbers to call 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. At Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on Facebook and on Twitter. WhatsApp is 0809 030 6416. 0809 030 6416. Please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set when you call us. All right, turn down the volume of your radio set when you call us so that we can better hear and engage with you. Now, Jude, good morning. Honestly, some people are molesting the internet and it breaks my heart because some miscreants are using it to influence bad morals in society instead of promoting education or educating people. I watched a girl in the news telling girls how to use their private organs to make money and not listen to anyone that advises them against their will. This same girl is advising girls in the wrong way, and she's in a good country because I can see that in her car, it was snowing, but she wants to mislead the youth. Steve, with that comment, interesting. Jude, porn should be completely banned because leaving parents to restricting their children's device is an uphill task, is it? Now, Jude, children use phones brought to school by their classmates. How do the parents censor that? Well, those other parents should have censored the phones as well. Moving on. How will these children know that these are paid actors and that what they're seeing is mostly false? I hear that their sites now show graphic murder live. A lot of censorship is needed, but the political space should be left open. Okay, so he says a lot of censorship is needed, but in terms of political interaction and engagement, there should be no restriction. But do you know that there is a downside to that? Because if there is no restriction at all, are you ready to be criticized with falsehood, with lies, with innuendos, both sexual and otherwise? As Nigeria, as a nation, as a people, are we that mature? If you've ever watched a political debate of the British government, or in particular the American system, you will need a thick skin. Because if you are coming out for a position in America, people will go and dig up your dirt from 1979. Sometimes they will dig out things that are not directly related to you. Maybe one of your uncles was a taxi driver that stole somebody's wrapper in 1965 in Oshodi. They will find it. And then they'll come to the political space and say, here is Jude, the man who wants you to vote for him to become the next governor of Bola and Fish Island. Here is the man in whose family there is a thief. Is that the man you want to become your next governor? Are Nigerians ready to face such, in quote, criticisms? Are you mature enough? Can you take that kind of information overload? Do you think you're ready? Good morning, Jude. Let us find out why some countries have banned social media. If the ban on social media is improving their economy, I hope it's good. If Nigeria bans social media, the issue of Yahoo Yahoo will become to an end. And early child corruption will also end. Ugo Sunday, that might not be exactly true. I'll tell you why. We live in a time of e-commerce. You ban social media, you are starving a good number of people from making legitimate money. A lot of people have been misled to the view that, oh, Nigeria is the hub of internet fraud. No, and I'm going to say this live on radio. There are countries with more fake or fraudulent activities than Nigeria, particularly in the East. So, just because some people use taxis to rob, does that mean that every single taxi should be banned? What about people who legitimately run e-hailing services? What about people who just want to be able to have a car so that they can go to work when they want to, how they want to, and play music in their car how they want to, when they want to? If you force everybody to enter a bus, you are, in quote, restricting the freedom of their expression, or the rights to that, if I may say so. Anyway, what does Jude know? Really? What do I know? 0707-09-23-09-23-0817-923-0802-0817-923-0003-0817-923-0003-0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 92.3. Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Hello, you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
You are talking of politics in Europe and Nigeria. It's not the same. You have to compare something in Nigeria, not to compare something in Europe. How Europe understands politics is not how Nigerians understand politics. Politics in Nigeria is a very dirty term in which I cannot tell my child to partake.
It's also dirty in the US and in the UK, if you don't know. Very dirty.
Yes.
If not more, if not more so.
I obtain myself from politics in Nigeria. If you want to speak of indicting somebody in Nigeria, somebody can frame what you don't know because you want to dent your political career to you. So, if you compare politics in Nigeria to then of a civilized a nation like U.S. and other part of the country, it will not occur well. Let's compare the politics of Nigeria. Because we know how we combat those politicians who are a thief, all of them. If somebody will be in 88, you still want to rule, what are you ruling?
Joe Biden is in his 70s as well. Joe Biden is in his 70s.
Yes, because he's in a developed country. Because everything there is blue and white. But here, you only see black. You cannot see white. So I don't want to talk too much in Nigerian politics. Anybody that seems to be there, it should continue in their own rocket way.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, let's move on. This one here says, restrictions, I think, is one of the biggest conversations on social media today. Governments all around the world are looking for a way to restrict the amount of information and the quality of information that gets through. And then you have the civil society groups who are also challenging these governments because they believe that everybody should have a right to know everything that's going on around them. This balance is going to be on for more than a generation, if not more, because there are always people who would want to hide things from the general public, and there are people who want the general public to be made aware of. There are pros and cons. That is my position. Pros and cons. Oh, dear. All right, so what are the pros? Now, illiteracy is enabling society to think that anybody holding a laptop is a Yahoo person. What an imagination. That's why the government has banned a certain... what they call these things? The name is escaping me now. I'm sorry, I'll read this message. Hello, 90.3. Okay, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, smart contracts. Aha, that's aha. Now they are giving free scholarship to learn smart contracts. That's what NITDA scholarship. That's a tool like Python, etc. Okay, all right. So it's literacy. So people need to be made aware. Matthew, good morning, please.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jude. How are you doing?
Very well. Compliments of the season to you, please.
Yeah, I'm here. I think it's a very simple word. Sometimes when we look at it, I think when you look at Nigerians, one problem that we have here is we understand freedom of speech and all that. Nobody is arguing with you, but you still need to do the right thing. Okay, you don't expect to stand on the fact that you have the freedom of speech and you post something that is unhealthy to the nation where you belong. Of course, every government should be sensitive to the well-being of the country that he governs. So when you post anything that negates what your nation stands for, of course, that there's every reason for that information to be removed. Of course, we all obey Twitter. When it gives maybe a guideline that you don't do that. If you do that, you don't even need anybody to negotiate with you itself. But nowadays, people are coming under the guise of skits. I think that is what is in vogue now, skits, and they post so many things. You see people doing drugs and the guys of skit and doing skit. You see people smoking, you know, drugs and everything. Just call it skit. But you were passing either intentionally or covertly. You're passing a kind of information. What do you call it, skit? But if the government comes on that, the youth are going to say, this is where the young ones get trying to hustle and stuff. Mm-hmm. Why are you banning that? But people come on this kit to pass signals, some signals that are divided. I don't know if you get it.
I totally understand the narrative.
So I think sometimes our government want to be a little bit soft with the citizen, but believe you me, there are so many things that we do that just go for granted like that. We shouldn't be. So I believe everybody has a freedom of speech, but if it negates what the country stands for, so I don't see the reason why it shouldn't go up, no matter the reaction from the youth or any person. So I think whether you have the right to post anything, that doesn't mean you come and post an information that will cause chaos in the country and you feel like you have the freedom of speech. No. I think there should be, in the midst of that, there should be some restrictions which the government is in a position to handle.
So what kind of restrictions are you comfortable with? That's a big, what kind of internet restrictions would you see as appropriate?
Okay, I think one, which is common in any country, anything that is anti probably the peace of your country or any kind of information that creates this kind of, is it like an opera or something? There's some information you just post. Oh, this one happened somewhere, and that could trigger religious crisis.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I come online and post something and say, this person from this particular religion did this to me. Look at what, and I post it. You were trying to trigger something, and if it is not handled, then it's going to be a different thing altogether. So information like that, I think there should be some kind of, I don't know, some technical thing that should be done, that any info that is against or that is, political issues that are sensitive, let me use that word, should be stricter. I think the government should frown at it. Otherwise, freedom of speech, you're free to post anything that you want to post, that anything should be in court. That doesn't mean because you want to post anything, the government should just fold his hand and watch you because you have a freedom of speech. No way. I don't know if you're getting me.
I understand.
Government should watch. Nowadays, I don't know if you've noticed, you see the youth nowadays. You can hardly see any video where you don't see these drugs, you don't see these smoking something, amber smoking something, and they just post it recklessly online. You see it everywhere. And the young ones are following suit. And if the government comes on it now, you feel, oh, the government are against the youth, they don't want to do skit. You were doing skit. Nobody is frowning at it. But why would you be posting nude pictures in the guise of skit? You see ladies flaunting their bodies and showing nude pictures. You just come under the guise of skit. I'm doing skit. You see people showing how to do rituals, doing skit. You see people encouraging people to go into kidnapping because that is how you can make money. I'm doing skit. You see people encouraging Yahoo and all those things. I'm doing skit. And people are getting information from it. So if things like that should be found out, there should be restrictions when it becomes it is against national interest, or I don't know if I'm getting lower right now, but when it is something that would pass wrong information to the young ones, I think you should have found it seriously.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we have to wrap up now. Truly, porn should be completely banned. Sometimes these notifications of nude adverts just pop up on top of your screen. It is too bad, and such websites support it, especially. Okay, this is a brand name, and I've forgotten the name of the other one. Sometimes they introduce it to innocent minds who eventually open it and finally get addicted to it. And when is the voucher giveaway coming up? Moses is asking, where was that? I don't know. I haven't gotten a response yet, so I cannot state that. If it's not today, we're about to leave now, so most likely tomorrow. If at all, we're still going to have another one. Now, that being said, I think the narrative that a lot of people have been pushing is, yes, you have freedom of expression, but there should be restrictions. Even in the US, somebody mentioned pornography. If you are caught with child pornographic materials, you will go to prison. Yes. So you are free to express, but there are limits, right? There are limits. My name is Jude. Do have yourself a wonderful, wonderful morning. Good morning.